So let's review. Shalchu mitam, ben shemacha b'nichzi aviv b'chaya aviv b'mes. If Reuben sold his anticipated share in his father Yaakov's estate, and the son Reuben died before the father Yaakov, b'noi meitzi mi'ad alakuchis, Chanoich, the son of Reuben, can extract from the buyer his father's share in Yaakov's estate, because as the Rashbam explains, b'mnei shen ro, the loy bo liad Reuben me'oilam shi'isku b'hen lakuchis mi'kaychai. Since Reuben died before the assets came into his possession, the sale was not effective because a buyer can only acquire the sale item after it comes into the seller's possession. And the message of Shalchu Mitam concluded, B'zuhi shekasha b'dinim amnes. This ruling is most complex of all monetary laws. As the Gemara explains, the Shalchu Mitam hold that it's complex and difficult to understand, because Lekuchis can claim to the son Chanoich, Avuch mazin v'at mapik? How can you extract from us that which your father Reuben sold to us? When does not inherit that which his father has already sold to others? The Gemara, however, concludes that this ruling is not complex, because Chanoich can claim, I inherited these assets directly from my grandfather Yaakov, not from my father, as the Rashbam explains, since the grandson is considered like his son, Chanoich takes over his father's place and inherits that share directly from his grandfather Yaakov. And we find this concept in the Pasuk, Tachas avasecha yuvanecha begaymer. Your sons are the successors of your father, who is their grandfather. While the Shalchu Mitam hold the inyan din aloy, regarding monetary matters, a grandson is not considered a direct heir of his grandfather. And the Pasuk is not a proof, because ahu bebracha ksiv. The Pasuk merely teaches that the righteous people will merit grandchildren who will follow in their good ways. The Gemara seeks to bring proof otherwise, that le'inya dina matzi amr mekoyach avu de'abu karsina. Regarding monetary matters, a grandson is considered a direct heir of his grandfather, as it seems to be supported by the previous Mishnah. Nafal abayis alav al aviv, oy alav al mayrisha, v'hois alav ksubas isha u'bal chayiv. If a house fell upon both Reuben and his father Yaakov, or upon both Reuben and another relative from whom he is in line to inherit, and they both died, and Reuben owned money for a ksuba or for a debt, it depends. If the son Reuben died first, he does not inherit his father's Yaakov's estate, and there is no money from which to collect his debts, assuming he has no other assets. If the father Yaakov died first, the son Reuben does inherit his father Yaakov's estate, and there is money from which to collect his debts. Now, a dispute arises. The heirs of the father Yaakov claim that the son Reuben died first, and therefore they inherit the estate from Yaakov, and the Balei Chayiv cannot collect. His creditors claim that the father Yaakov died first, and therefore the son Reuben inherits from him, and they can now collect from the son's estate. The Gemara initially assumes as follows. In the first case of Yerushei Ha'av refers to Bnei Reuben, the sons of Reuben. And in the second case of Meirishav would refer to Achei Reuben, the brothers of Reuben. Now, if we are to say La'inya Dina, Matzi Amr Mekoyach Avu De'Abu Ka'asina, then the Yerusha Av can claim Haben Meis Rishon, because since Reuben died first, they inherited these assets directly from their grandfather Yaakov, not from Reuben, and therefore Reuben's debtors do not have a claim to these assets. However, if we are to say Le'inyan Dina Le'imotzi Amar Mekoyach Avu De'Abu Ka'asina, then the Yerusha Av cannot claim Haben Meis Rishon, because even though Reuben died first, they inherited these assets from their father Reuben, and his debtors do have a claim to these assets. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Yerusha Av refers to Achiv, the brothers of Reuben. And if so, in the second case, Meirisha would refer to Achid de Avua, the brothers of Yaakov, the uncles of Reuben. And therefore the Yerusha Av can claim Haben Meis Rishon, because since Reuben died first, they inherited these assets from their father Yaakov, not from their brother Reuben. However, Reuben's sons indeed have no claim, because even if Reuben died first, they inherited these assets from their father Reuben, and his debtors do have a claim to these assets. The Gemara also discusses several other halachas of Dinim Amnes and concludes that these laws are not kosher b'dinim amnes. The Gemara continues, "Bayim neim Rav Sheshes ben mahu sheyerishes imo bekever lahantcha la'achen min ha'av." Does a son inherit his mother's assets even after he dies, as in the case of Meis HaBen v'achkach Meis HaImo? If the son first died and then his mother died, perhaps ben yerishes imo bekever, a deceased son does inherit his mother's estate, and these assets are then inherited by the son's heirs from his father's side. Or ena ben yerishes imo bekever, a deceased son does not inherit his mother's estate, and these assets are inherited by the mother's heirs from her father's side. The Gemara brings several proofs that ein ha ben yerishes imo bekever lahanchal acham min af. As Rashbam in Daf Kofi Dalam explains, Kivin the Meis, Pokal Lekeche Birushas Imay. Once the son died, he lost the rights to inherit his mother's assets. The Gemara brings the Torah source from Exeris Shava of the word Tisev. Regarding his son's inheritance from his father, the pasuk states, "V'leisisev nachlu l'bnei Yisrael mimatel mata." And regarding a husband's inheritance from his wife, the pasuk states, "V'leisisev nachlu mimatel mata acher." Masi v'ha'amur bebal ina bal yerushas ishte bekever, afsi v'amur beben ina ben yerushas ima bekever lahanchal acher menav. Just as a husband inherits only those assets that were in his wife's possession at the time she died, but he does not inherit those assets that would come to his wife after she died, as in the case of Mesa, v'achach Mesa via, if the wife first died, and then her father died with no sons. Her husband does not inherit those assets, rather her sons or daughters, or if she has no children, her closest relatives inherit these assets. So too, a son only inherits his mother's assets when he is alive, but he does not inherit his mother's assets after he dies, and therefore in the case of Mesa ben v'achach Mesa imoy, if the son first died and then his mother died, the son's heirs through his father do not inherit these assets, rather the mother's heirs through her father inherit these assets. The rest of the daf is reviewed in Daf Lamed. Hanulach Perek Misha Meis, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 9th Perek of Masechta Baba Basra, and in next year we will begin the 10th Perek, Get Pashut, Be'ezus Hashem.